It's time for the Play Action Sports Report with Tim Lambert. School, travel, youth, and amateur sports from Athens and Limestone County. Interviews, results, and more. Don't go away. The Play Action Sports Report is next.
One of the worst feelings you can have is that of being stranded. Well, BT's towing, tire, and truck repair makes that a thing of the past. With 24/7 towing services and roadside assistance in the northern Alabama and southern Tennessee areas. But that's not all. They also offer truck and trailer repair, mobile welding, brake service and repair, new and used tires, and other major and minor repairs. Their name says it all. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair. For 24/7 response, call 497-8234. That's 497-8234. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair.
Athens Utilities comprises Athens Electric, Athens Gas, and Athens Water Services. Together, we are committed to providing reliable and affordable electricity, natural gas, and water and wastewater services. We operate as part of the City of Athens, and just like our city's motto of Athens is classic, southern, character, we believe in supporting what makes our community special. And that includes Athens and Limestone County sports. Call 233-8750, come by the office at 508 South Jefferson Street, or look for the link online at athensal.us.
The next time you need a pharmacy, one call to Athens Creekside Drugs, Salem Pharmacy, or Florence Express Pharmacy will fill the bill. All three locations are committed to providing you the best services a pharmacy can offer. Whether your needs are simple or complex in nature, they can all provide solutions that deliver results. They pride themselves on their customer service that includes timeliness, quality service, and a friendly attitude. Athens Creekside Drugs, 605 Highway 31 South, Salem Pharmacy at 28730 Highway 99, and Florence Express Pharmacy on Mall Road in Florence.
You know, some real estate agents want to find the home that offers them the best commission with the least effort. Well, the goal at Dream Key Real Estate is to find the home that's right for you. Call Adam Graves at 256-374-1162 to get started on that new journey. Whether you're in the market for your first home or you're ready for a change, Adam is here to help you achieve your dream. He's a local agent with local knowledge. Call him at 256-374-1162 or drop by and see him in person at 121 North Jefferson Street in Athens. Adam Graves at Dream Key Real Estate. Join us for Applebee's Tailgate Talk every Saturday morning at 10 on WKAC. We'll talk to coaches and sports figures of local interest and get their thoughts on whatever comes down the pike. We'll also announce our latest athlete of the week and give away an Applebee's gift card and a Tailgate Talk t-shirt. Applebee's Tailgate Talk, Saturday mornings at 10 on your Tailgate Talk app, on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device, online at tailgatetalk.net, and on the air at 1080 WKAC. Welcome back to another Play Action Sports Report. This week on the Athens Utilities Special Guest Spotlight, we feature a visit with the Athens High cheer team, who captured the national and world championship back in February. As usual, we'll have some upcoming sports announcements on the On Deck segment brought to you by Adam Graves at Dream Key Real Estate. Right now, let's get caught up on some results you might have missed on the BT Backtrack, brought to you by BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair.
Backtrack.
Tanner and Elkmont held their number 1 and number 6 positions in the Class 1A to 3A boys soccer polls this week. The Clements girls came in at number 8. East Limestone's girls stayed at number 2 in 5A. The James Clemens girls remained at the 10th spot in Class 7A. In Saturday baseball, Calhoun was swept by Marion Military Institute 12-2 and 11-6. East Limestone beat Clements 8-1. Lindsay Lane outgunned Randolph 18-14. In softball, Calhoun lost a couple to Marion Military 9-0 and 5-2. In soccer, the Clements boys were shut out by West Point 7-0, but the Lady Colts posted an 11-1 win. Tanner's boys were topped by Florence 4-1. In the Limestone County Tournament, Tanner's JV boys blanked East Limestone 7-0. Ardmore's JV boys got by Elkmont 3-2 on PKs. The James Clemens boys and girls posted second and third places at the Coleman Classic track meet. Dylan Dreyer placed second in the boys' 800 meters. Ben Thomason was first in the 110-meter hurdles and long jump and second in the 300-meter hurdles. Dylan Horton came in first in the triple jump and third in the long jump. Jalen Drake was second in the shot put. For the girls, Zaria Parker won the 100 and 200-meter dashes. Tremonti Osley was runner-up in the long jump. Reese Yarborough was also second in the high jump. The girls' 4x100-meter relay team finished second. In Monday baseball, Lindsey Lane trounced Whitesburg Christian 12-2. West Limestone suffered a 4-0 shutout at the hands of Giles County. The JV Wildcats swept Lauderdale County 6-5 and 9-1. James Clements JV and freshman lost to Sparkman 4-0 and 12-1. In softball, Elkmont topped ABS 13-8. Clements knocked off Decatur Heritage 17-5. Lindsey Lane shut out Tanner 15-0. In the Limestone County Soccer Tournament, Ardmore's varsity boys got by Clements 3-2. Elkmont's varsity boys defeated West Limestone 5-1. Elsewhere, Elkmont's girls edged Whitesburg Christian 1-0. East Limestone's girls beat Russellville 9-1. The Indians were handed a 10-0 loss. Lindsey Lane's girls tennis team was turned back 8-1 by Decatur Heritage. In Tuesday baseball, Calhoun was beaten by Volunteer State 11-5. Elkmont's varsity dominated Clements 14-0. The JV Red Devils manhandled the Colts 10-1. Lindsey Lane swept Whitesburg Christian 12-6 and 13-1. East Limestone's varsity squeaked by Ardmore 11-10. The JV Indians got a 5-0 victory. ABS defeated Valley Head 7-1. Athens varsity got by Summertown 5-4, while the JV Golden Eagles won 14-8. In softball, Athens demolished May Jemison 17-0. West Limestone rolled over Westminster 11-3. Elkmont was topped by Madison Academy 10-6. James Clements varsity fell to Florence 6-2. The JV Lady Jets ran to an 11-1 win. East Limestone turned back Clements 8-4. ABS notched a 9-1 win over Decatur Heritage. Tanner's girls held off Ardmore 2-1 in the Limestone County Soccer Tournament. The Elkmont girls also beat West Limestone 3-1. In other games, James Clements girls posted a 3-1 win over Florence. Athens girls defeated Columbia 10-0. The Golden Eagles down the Eagles 4-2.
PASnetwork.net is your gateway to school, travel, youth, and amateur sports from Play Action Sports, along with Calhoun Basketball, James Clements Sports, and Applebee's Tailgate Talk from PAS Plus. The Play Action Sports Report will be right back.
The Play Action Sports Report.
One of the worst feelings you can have is that of being stranded. Well, BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair makes that a thing of the past. With 24/7 towing services and roadside assistance in the northern Alabama and southern Tennessee areas. But that's not all. They also offer truck and trailer repair, mobile welding, brake service and repair, new and used tires, and other major and minor repairs. Their name says it all. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair. For 24/7 response, call 497-8234. That's 497-8234. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair.
The next time you need a pharmacy, one call to Athens Creekside Drugs, Salem Pharmacy, or Florence Express Pharmacy will fill the bill. All three locations are committed to providing you the best services a pharmacy can offer. Whether your needs are simple or complex in nature, they can all provide solutions that deliver results. They pride themselves on their customer service that includes timeliness, quality service, and a friendly attitude. Athens Creekside Drugs, 605 Highway 31 South, Salem Pharmacy at 28730 Highway 99, and Florence Express Pharmacy on Mall Road in Florence.
You know, some real estate agents want to find the home that offers them the best commission with the least effort. Well, the goal at Dream Key Real Estate is to find the home that's right for you. Call Adam Graves at 256-374-1162 to get started on that new journey. Whether you're in the market for your first home or you're ready for a change, Adam is here to help you achieve your dream. He's a local agent with local knowledge. Call him at 256-374-1162 or drop by and see him in person at 121 North Jefferson Street in Athens. Adam Graves at Dream Key Real Estate. Applebee's Tailgate Talk wants to recognize our local athletes, and you can help. Go to tailgatetalk.net throughout the school year to vote for the Applebee's Neighborhood Athlete of the Week. The winner receives a gift card from the Athens Applebee's and a Tailgate Talk t-shirt from that shirt printing place. Submit your own nominations for future polls, too. While you're there, check out the Tailgate Talk archives and see what you might have missed. We're back with more of the Play Action Sports Report. We told you at the beginning we had some national and world champions this week on the Athens Utility Special Guest Spotlight. Athens cheer coach Nicole Stockman and a couple of her team members, Sarah Beth Maloney and Kaylin Swartz, stopped by Tailgate Talk this past weekend to talk about their experience in finally winning the titles back in February.
Superstars, national champions, world champions, the Athens High School cheerleader team.
Hi there.
And Coach Nicole Stockman. You know what we got to do now?
What?
Every year before you go to the Nationals, you got to come on tailgate time because we are the reason y'all won.
You're right.
It's a good look.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Exactly right.
That's the way it kind of works, girls.
That's right. The way it works. You know, y'all be in college, you still got to come back to support. That's y'all are here now. Yeah, so we're just playing. Yeah. I'm pulling a Todd. That's something Todd would have said.
No. Yeah. So,
but congratulations to all y'all. Phenomenal. I was just telling the girls off air.
Yeah.
Flipping channels, having to run across it. Their competition, saw them accept their award. James Clemens accept theirs. Saw the end of their competition.
Really?
Yeah. So,
did you see them fling one? You seen some fly?
Some fly.
All right.
But it was, you know, growing up here in Athens, I mean, I've lived here. All of us lived here our whole lives and stuff. And obviously, y'all have, but y'all's young, tender age. You know, that's a huge, huge deal. And I hope that y'all's classmates in school and your friends recognized it, haven't they?
Yeah, I think the whole community's been really proud of us and accepting of us this time.
Okay.
This time?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, we were talking about that off air, and we were talking about how, and you know what? I love the fact that y'all feel like that nobody cares about cheer. Nobody gives us credit. Nobody thinks that we do anything when, in fact, it's very athletic. It's very, very hard work. It takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah, it does.
You know, there's so many different things that y'all have to be able to do to bring the whole deal together, you know, from the dancing to the, you know, choreography part. Everybody staying on time. To me, it's just amazing. And then the strength that y'all are able to do and catch each other and whatever. So, but you know what? As long as y'all got that chip, that means y'all are just going to push it that much further.
Now
show everybody.
The first young lady that spoke was Sarah Beth Maloney. And the lady that's holding the microphone right here is Kaylin Schwartz. So you get to talk now, Kaylin.
I was just going to say, speaking off of you, last year after coming in second at Nationals, it was a devastating heartbreak for us. And this year, the amount of support we had coming from back home was crazy. I mean, they fed us. Everybody was watching us live. It was just crazy to see our classmates watching it during school. And just the support we had was incredible.
That's awesome. So now, do you think they were more supportive because they got the chance to get out of classwork and just watch y'all on TV? Or no, I'm teasing. I'm teasing y'all. So what grade are y'all in?
I'm in 10th grade currently.
I'm currently in 11th grade.
Okay, so both y'all are coming back. Mm-hmm. So have another opportunity to defend those championships.
I hope so.
How exciting is that?
It's very exciting. We're kind of a young team this year, but I think that we can do it again.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You've done it once. Why not do it twice, maybe the third time in a row? What do you think, Coach?
I definitely think last year we had 14 seniors that were on the mat out of 29 girls. So I think everybody kind of knew it was our year. We knew we were going to go down there and have a really good chance
compete
at winning.
At least, yeah.
This year we did lose those 14 seniors, but we got a great group of eighth graders. We got some new girls that came out, and they're already looking really good. So,
well, it's amazing to be that young and already that successful.
I know, right? Fearless.
Do y'all feel that pressure? I mean, do you?
I definitely think the talent that was in the senior class was insane. But I think that we have the hard work and the dedication that maybe we can live up to that by the time Nationals comes around.
Speak a little bit about that hard work. Like, take us through a typical practice that Coach puts y'all through without using the bad words. We can't use them on TV.
We know Coach cusses, so bless her heart.
Yeah. You can tell us.
Sometimes
when Coach leaves, you can tell us. We all play ball. We know what it's like.
So, you know, we start practicing 2.5 hours, 5 days a week pretty early on, and that really doesn't ever stop. I think we have maybe 5 weeks off out of the whole year.
Total.
But I mean,
and not in a row.
We get like 3 weeks in the summer and maybe one after tryouts and then spring break. We do get spring break off this year.
Well, that's pretty nice of you, Coach. I mean, wow.
My son plays baseball in Mississippi, so.
So there's the real reason.
She just happens to be out of town. Right, I remember that.
But you know what? At least she's not, I'm just going to find me an assistant to come in and make them work.
Right.
So at least she's giving all y'all a break.
Nice.
So good for y'all.
We get a week over Christmas break off, but we do 5 tucks every day. We have to send in a video. So
five what?
To show that you're working.
Standing tucks every day.
Like a backflip.
Oh, it's like a backstanding backflip. Okay, gotcha.
I used to do that.
It's not what you wear to prom.
No.
Not that kind of tux. No. Well, how cool was it being down there? And how many teams were y'all competing against?
In our division this year, there were only 5 in the Nationals, and then there were only 3 in Worlds because you have to qualify for Worlds the year before.
Oh, a year before.
Mm-hmm. So y'all qualified for Worlds by getting second
last year.
So I'm going to ask something stupid. So if it's a year before, then that means, does that mean that potentially a lot of teams that are coming back to compete the following year aren't even the same squad?
Correct. It's not the same squad.
Wow.
We weren't the same squad.
Yeah, weren't even near close to the same squad.
Well, and then if you, like this year, losing 14 seniors, if I didn't go next year in the same division, which is Super Varsity, we couldn't compete in Worlds.
Wow.
So it kind of forces you to not constantly bounce around in different divisions.
Oh.
You have to take the kids you have and get them ready for the right division.
So, wait, she said super varsity.
Which means we have 30 girls on the mat.
Oh, okay. Is that the only thing that makes you super versus regular varsity is the amount of girls?
Yes, number of girls.
Okay.
If there's 24 girls to 30 girls, you're super varsity. 23 down to 18's large.
Aha.
And then there's medium, and
gotcha.
Then there's small.
Okay.
That's why we didn't go up against James Clemens, because they competed small varsity, where we competed super varsity.
That was the question we asked.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world can Athens and James Clemens both win the world?
Right.
And Todd said, probably just because they're 1-7, 8-1.
Well, I was just going back. I knew different divisions.
It's squad size.
But it's squad size.
So,
I learned.
So basically, those 14 seniors kind of laid that groundwork for y'all to be able to have the success y'all did this year. Did y'all get, like, what did y'all get for winning? I obviously get a big trophy and all that, but I'm talking about, so.
The
right.
Yakit.
All right, so let me ask you this.
That's one of them old school 80s Rick Flair wore to the wrestling ring jackets.
That's that white jacket she was talking about last
time. It is.
So my question is, did those seniors get?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just for laying that groundwork.
Everybody that competed this year, when we won, we all got white jackets.
Okay, awesome.
And then next year, I mean, we have to win or we don't get them.
Right. That is awesome. Do y'all wear y'all around proudly? Or do y'all keep
you don't
want
to get them dirty.
Yeah,
so.
I was going to say white. I don't know why. White looks awesome.
Mine hangs in my room.
I don't blame you.
I get
you.
To wear it. I like it.
Yeah, white with me would be dirty within 5 minutes and ruined. I'd spill something or get something on it. They'd be over.
We call him Todd the Bod. He used to be Todd the Pig Pen. But,
still am the
I'm just kidding, bro. You know that.
I'm a slob. But, so when do y'all get started back at it? Or already have your tryouts? I mean, is there even? Yeah,
we had like 2 weeks of study hall when we got back, and then we had a week of tryouts, and we're back at it for like an hour and a half, an hour every day, well, 5 days a week.
That's amazing. Do y'all practice in the old gym, new gym, wherever there's a space? Y'all have a particular space?
Really just depends on the day.
Depends on the day. This past week, we went over to the middle school and practiced because I have to supervise them during last period. Because their coach actually teaches at an elementary school.
Oh, okay.
And so we just carpool over there and practice there. Next week we'll practice in the Aux gym. And I think effective in May we're moving to Clinton Street maybe, which was the original high school, then it was the middle school, then it was Athens Elementary.
That's what I went to. It's called the middle school back then.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wonder what they were going to even
they
do.
They put ACN
with that.
Since you were there.
I saw that.
Have they now? Well, that's good.
They did.
I saw them doing some work on it. Matter of fact, not just here recently, so I wondered what all they were going to do. They were still even going to utilize that building. So.
I think they were putting in AC and trying to get the gym ready for us so we would actually have somewhere
awesome.
To practice. Yeah.
Well, good.
We earned a little respect this year winning.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness.
You know what?
You administrators got to pony up, get off your tail. Free up some
national
funds.
National champions. This ain't
national and world champions.
This ain't just your local.
These girls need the funds. They need the facilities, the equipment.
And speaking of which, do y'all have to have fundraisers? Do y'all have to do stuff like that? Yeah.
It costs about $3,000 per girl.
Ooh, good
cheer
gravy.
1 year. Because they have to have uniforms. They have to go to camp. They have to tumble. And it's about $1,500 just to go to Nationals. So we fundraise. We sell cookie dough. We sell T-shirts. We're trying to figure out a good, big fundraiser.
Yeah.
But we hadn't really found that yet.
Well, you need, when you start your fundraiser, let this young man right here know. And we'll make sure you're back on to promote your fundraiser.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. That'd be great.
Because this is a venue we're able to help all sports in high school and all around the county.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an expensive sport. I try to make it so that when they come in as freshmen, they buy their uniforms. They use those same uniforms all 4 years.
That's good.
So that it progressively gets a little bit cheaper. But there's some things I just
can't
control.
Good for them. I can't fit in the same shirts I wore 4 years ago. So
you haven't been through my practice.
That's true. I have not. I'll give you that one, Coach.
Now, you mentioned tumbling. Do y'all girls have to take – do y'all do tumbling outside of your cheer activities as well?
Yes, we tumble at least once a week Thursdays, Thursday night. But then we tumble every day at practice, too.
We go from our regular practice. So we go to school, and then we go our 2.5-hour practices, and then we have an hour and a half of tumbling on Thursday nights.
Hmm. Yeah, but it's not a sport, is it?
Yeah, it's not a sport, right?
Not, it's definitely not any hard work at
all. Right.
Now, so do y'all, either one of y'all have a favorite aspect of the whole competition? Is it the cheer part, the tumbling, the dance part?
I definitely think I can go stunning, but I think just doing the routine as a whole and the feeling of hitting it, you know, the trust and the hard work that it takes.
A lot of trust.
For 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and then finally knowing that you did it, I think that's got to be my favorite part.
I think my favorite would be, like, when you hit your stunts and the crowd goes wild. I mean, they go insane. And just that feeling, that adrenaline rush, knowing, like, you and your teammates, all this hard work has finally paid off. You hit the routine, you hit zero. Like, that, I don't think you can trade that for anything.
How many times do you think that y'all, you know, the routine that you're taking to Nationals or wherever, how many times prior to that do you think y'all have done it, Coach?
Well, we used to do nails.
2,000, 5,000.
Oh, my God. How many times did we do the routine?
Like, just so you're not even thinking about it, right? Because y'all don't even think about it. At some point, it's just muscle memory, right?
I would say we probably go full out 2 to 3 times a practice. And going full out means music comes on. You have to do every single aspect of that routine.
Like, boom, boom.
So 2 to 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Start going full out probably in September, and we go all the way through February.
Wow. So y'all, by the time it's time to hit it, y'all just don't even think about it, right? You just do it.
Well, that's the thing that we constantly remind ourselves is, like, every aspect of it, you cannot go into autopilot. If you go into autopilot, somebody's going to get hurt. You've got to make sure you're focusing and keep your head in the moment. Your adrenaline's going to get the best of you.
Yeah.
So just stay in the moment and do what you're supposed to.
So when do next competition start?
So usually we have a regional competition at the end of October, and then we have another regional competition sometime in November, and then we have to do super regionals. So the two regional competitions are how we qualify for nationals, and then our super regional competition is always in November, and that's how we qualify for state, which is in December, and then nationals is in February.
And where are the regionals usually held?
One regional is held in Huntsville. Everything else is in Birmingham.
Okay, wow. So traveling wherever.
On a cheese wagon.
Yeah.
On a cheese wagon.
Typically with my husband driving.
Oh, wow. Where was the nationals held?
Orlando.
Yep. That's right. I remember. Yep.
I can't believe y'all haven't seen the video. Did they not send y'all the show once it's completed,
so,
DVD form or something?
When they air it on ESPN, usually I'll get an email that they're going to rerun the Nationals competition on ESPN, but I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay.
I mean, now, of course, we had parents that videoed, so we've got to go back and watch it. And at Nationals, I think they were probably more upset because they didn't hit perfect. We had a mistake both days. But yet they won anyway because their routine was so difficult. Mm. So then when we went into Worlds, Nationals is split by D1 and D2, which is the size of your school. So that's kind of where the 6A and 7A come in. Because if you have more than 1,300 students at your school, you're D1. If you have under 1,300, you're D2.
Oh, okay.
So Athens is still D2. But for Worlds, it doesn't matter. Everybody is all in there together. So we were the only D2 super varsity team that qualified for Worlds.
That's awesome, girl.
Everybody else was D1 super varsity. And so winning that, the girls hit flawless. Boom. They were perfect. That was the way to end the season. It was fantastic.
So, all right. For two questions. One, when you're in the middle of the competition, you're obviously focused on what it is you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to do it, when to do it, and all that good stuff. Do you, whether it's in the corner of your eye or whatever, do you know sometimes, like, she didn't make it, she didn't hit her mark or whatever? And does that, moving forward in that competition, get in your mind? And then afterwards, is there accountability?
Oh, don't ask them what I said.
Okay.
Let it affect your routine, but I think knowing that
there's a chance
that you are going to lose because of something, like, I think that has to affect a little bit of it, even though you're not supposed
to. And y'all have to remember, of course, the judges know, coaches know, y'all know. For a viewer like me, unless somebody's off by like 1 second or something so obvious, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, just a typical viewer is not going to go, oh my God, can you believe she did that? She missed her spot or what, you know. We wouldn't know that. But obviously, you know, yeah, y'all do. And,
yeah.
And definitely for Wirtz Park Coach knows. So.
When they came off day two, I literally looked at them and said, well, y'all just gave it away.
Oh, really?
Oh, I told them they lost.
Wow.
Wow. Don't mince words there, Coach.
Everybody has that hope in the back of their mind, like, maybe we're going to pull it off. Maybe it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Luckily, it did.
But testament to y'all for having such a hard routine, like you said, Coach, right. that having that hard routine, obviously, with the judges, made it, it's like, well, you know what? It was so hard. That little mistake didn't really matter here or there. So maybe that's the way to approach it, right? Just man.
Well, ideally, the way would be have a hard routine and actually hit it.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Right.
Which, obviously, y'all did in the world, right?
I mean, right. Yeah,
like, boom.
Yes.
So,
well, now, do you know you can't depend on the other squads
exactly
messing up
exactly
or do you even know how difficult their routine is going to be?
Not usually. So the first day of nationals is semis, and that's where you have to qualify to get into finals, and so only three teams out of our division qualified to come out of semis and go into finals, and the only team that had as much difficulty in their routine as us didn't make it out of semis because they had so many mistakes.
Wow.
So going into finals, I knew the team that we were kind of worried about wasn't there.
Okay.
So it was theirs for the picking as long as they hit, but then they had a pretty severe mistake on finals, and so that's the reason I told them. I was like, nope.
Wow.
Oh. Well, you said the top three. Now, do they cut off at three, or do you have to have a certain benchmark that you make?
It depends on how many. Like, James Clemens had 100-something teams in their division.
Okay.
And so they had prelims, and they had five different groups, A, B, C, D, and E of prelims.
Yeah.
And there were like 25 in each group. Oh, well, they would take half. So they took 12 from group A, 12 from group B, and then they dropped and went to semis. And out of all those, they took half.
Uh-huh.
And then you go to finals.
That's how they got down. Okay.
Cool.
Well, I mean,
okay, I got you.
You know, how do y'all feel about, you know, being in a sport that is a judge sport? Like, you know, we're sitting here watching basketball games. Obviously, the team with the most points wins, right? I mean, yeah, you got officials in there that might make a call that affect the game here or there. But has it ever happened to y'all where y'all have either lost or maybe possibly won where you're like, wow, that judge did this or that.
The Russian judge give you a 7.5.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Last year, we hit a perfect routine both days at Nationals and lost by 0.2. So we lost by 0.3. We won by 0.2 this year. We lost by 0.3 last year, and it was definitely heartbreaking to know we did everything we could, and it still wasn't enough for the judges.
And after day one, they were in first by 1.6, and they did the exact same thing on day two that they did on day one.
So nothing should have changed.
Nothing should have changed, but it did.
But it being objective like it is,
we got beat. And so that was, I would say last year the judges caused us to lose, and this year the judges caused us to win.
It definitely goes either way. It can.
Yeah,
but you know, I've always wondered about that. Like, you know, any type of sport, ice skating or whatever, gymnastics, that's, that, you know, I don't care how good you do in the routine, you might nail every aspect of it. You still got to wait for the judge to come along and say, hey, you know, 10.0 or whatever. That would be brutal. I don't know the guys could take that. I don't know.
Well, it's that way every year whenever the committee selects the playoff teams. They're like,
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Are we in and they're in? But, you know, like, going back to what you just mentioned about James Clemens and how they did those divisions, and obviously that's kind of the way you have to do it when you have that many teams involved. But obviously, there's probably, say, a team in Group B that was much better than the team in Group A that went on and moved, but the team in Group B didn't get selected.
It could happen.
Oh, that
for
would drive
sure.
me crazy if I was. That's so much hard work to be left out when you, as an athlete, know and you can look and see we're way better than them.
Right.
You know,
it is luck of the draw as far as like which group you get put in.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're right. You can have 10 of the absolute best in that division in the same pool.
Wow.
And that's unfortunate.
And then unfortunately, four or five of the better teams are gone.
Yep. You could know. Happen. Yeah.
Wow.
You never know.
Is there a team that, I mean, a judge that is there, or maybe two, there every year that you think, oh, man.
Not really. The judges that I know that are there are big fans of ours.
Okay.
And so, like, I actually have brought one of the judges in to a practice just to kind of critique the girls and tell them what they're looking for and what they can do better and how they can check the right boxes
that's
to bump
smart.
Their score
yeah,
up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great not advantage, I don't guess, but it's just a great viewpoint to have from somebody that you know is going to be judging you down the road to tell you to be able to do this, that, and that.
Absolutely.
And
she may not necessarily be on the panel that judges
right,
us.
Right, but
she
still
knows
what,
exactly.
Yeah, she still
exactly.
It's also crazy because, like, people, Athens was the name to watch. Like, this year, the judges, we've been told by so many people, like, they were fighting to watch our team.
Nice.
They wanted to take a break from whatever they're doing, and they wanted to watch us. So it was like a fight for them to figure out who was going to get to come.
That's got
to
be cool to be the team. To be watched, right? That's got to be cool. Pressure, too, I'm sure. But.
Yeah, and to hear a Nationals judge say that you have a really good shot, and the coach of Sparkman, she's insane. She has so many white jackets, and she was the one that told us to believe that we were good enough to win. So hearing that kind of stuff really, like, boosts you and makes you believe maybe you can win this time. So I think as a cheerleader, everybody wants to be able to wear a white jacket, or a high school cheerleader anyway. So to know that I have one and nobody can ever take that away from
that's
me,
right.
Like, that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
It's a huge thing. Absolutely.
Ladies, it's been awesome. Thank you so much for joining us again. Congratulations.
That was Tom McClung, Todd Tomerlin, and me in a conversation with Athens cheer coach Nicole Stockman and team members Sarah Beth Maloney and Kaylin Swart.
The special guest spotlight is brought to you by Athens Utilities.
The Play Action Sports Report.
Athens Utilities comprises Athens Electric, Athens Gas, and Athens Water Services. Together, we are committed to providing reliable and affordable electricity, natural gas, and water and wastewater services. We operate as part of the City of Athens, and just like our city's motto of Athens is classic, southern, character, we believe in supporting what makes our community special. And that includes Athens and Limestone County Sports. Call 233-8750, come by the office at 508 South Jefferson Street, or look for the link online at athensal.us.
One of the worst feelings you can have is that of being stranded. Well, BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair makes that a thing of the past with 24/7 towing services and roadside assistance in the northern Alabama and southern Tennessee areas. But that's not all. They also offer truck and trailer repair, mobile welding, brake service and repair, new and used tires, and other major and minor repairs. Their name says it all. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair. For 24/7 response, call 497-8234. That's 497-8234. BT's Towing, Tire, and Truck Repair.
The next time you need a pharmacy, one call to Athens Creekside Drugs, Salem Pharmacy, or Florence Express Pharmacy will fill the bill. All three locations are committed to providing you the best services a pharmacy can offer. Whether your needs are simple or complex in nature, they can all provide solutions that deliver results. They pride themselves on their customer service that includes timeliness, quality service, and a friendly attitude. Athens Creekside Drugs, 605 Highway 31 South, Salem Pharmacy at 28730 Highway 99, and Florence Express Pharmacy on Mall Road in Florence.
The Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship has been set up to honor the legacy of Bama Zach Green, a huge fan of the Crimson Tide, along with Limestone County Sports. The scholarship will go each year to a male and female athlete from Limestone County. Checks should be made out to Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship and can be sent in care of Garth Garris, 13833 Pinnacle Drive, Athens, Alabama, 35613. Donations can also be made in person at First State Bank of the South at 1319 Highway 72 East in Athens. Thank you for showing your support for local athletes by giving to the Bama Zach Memorial Scholarship. PASnetwork.net. It's now your gateway to the Play Action Sports Network. Whether it's Play Action Sports coverage of school, youth, and amateur sports from Athens and Limestone County, or Calhoun basketball, James Clements sports, and Applebee's tailgate talk via PAS Plus, PASnetwork.net. Follow the links to download apps to hear live streams and podcasts, enable Alexa skills, or listen live on your computer. Covering Athens and Limestone County area sports, PASnetwork.net.
Here's what's on deck.
The Athens Rec Center is having registration for their spring break tennis camp through March 25th for ages 5 to 18. Cost is $50 per player for the three sessions. For more information, call 233-8740. The West Limestone Wildcat Diamond Club will host their second annual sporting clay tournament on May 5th at Old South Clays. Cost is $600 for a four-man team. For more information, go to the Wildcat Diamond Club Facebook page. The Jets All-In campaign has been set up to help various athletic programs at James Clements. For more information on donating, go online to jcathletics.net. Various fitness classes are being offered Monday through Saturday at the Athens Rec Center. Call 233-8740 for more information or visit the Parks and Recreation page on the Athens City website at athensal.us. If your sports group or organization has announcements, just email them to playactionsports@hotmail.com.
The On Deck segment is sponsored by Adam Graves at Dream Key Real Estate.
The Play Action Sports Report.
You know, some real estate agents want to find the home that offers them the best commission with the least effort. Well, the goal at Dream Key Real Estate is to find the home that's right for you. Call Adam Graves at 256-374-1162 to get started on that new journey. Whether you're in the market for your first home or you're ready for a change, Adam is here to help you achieve your dream. He's a local agent with local knowledge. Call him at 256-374-1162 or drop by and see him in person at 121 North Jefferson Street in Athens. Adam Graves at Dream Key Real Estate.
The next time you need a pharmacy, one call to Athens Creekside Drugs, Salem Pharmacy, or Florence Express Pharmacy will fill the bill. All three locations are committed to providing you the best services a pharmacy can offer. Whether your needs are simple or complex in nature, they can all provide solutions that deliver results. They pride themselves on their customer service that includes timeliness, quality service, and a friendly attitude. Athens Creekside Drugs, 605 Highway 31 South, Salem Pharmacy at 28730 Highway 99, and Florence Express Pharmacy on Mall Road in Florence.
Looking for t-shirts with just the message you want? They're as close as your computer or mobile device. Just go to DaddyO'sCustomTees.com and look through the selection of designs for the perfect one. Or say just what you want with your very own designer message. Daddy O's Custom Tees features short and long sleeve t-shirts plus sweatshirts, hoodies, aprons, mugs, and even pet apparel. With Daddy O's Custom Tees, you can have it your way, whether you need one or 100. Go to DaddyO'sCustomTees.com. That's DaddyO's Custom Tees.com. DaddyO'sCustomTees.com. Keep up with local school, travel, youth, and amateur sports throughout the week with the Play Action Sports Update. Listen weekday mornings at 7:30 and weekday afternoons at 1:30 and 3:30 as we bring you the latest scores, news, and announcements from Limestone County and surrounding communities. That's the Play Action Sports Update three times a day, Monday through Friday on 1080 WKAC. Baseball and softball this season from Play Action Sports and 1080 WKAC.
You've been listening to the Play Action Sports Report with Tim Lambert. Log on to PASnetwork.net for archives of this show and past shows, along with game streams, and to keep up with what's going on in Limestone County sports. Look for our monthly column in Athens Now, available everywhere. Contact us by email at playactionsports@hotmail.com, by sending a message to our Facebook page, or by texting 256-434-1PAS. That's 256-434-1727. Tune in for the Play Action Sports Update three times each weekday on 1080 WKAC and catch up with us again next week for another edition of the Play Action Sports Report.